Hello, this is Carrie Hopkins Doubts, and this is the recording for my tool, Meeting Your Future Self, that I included in my chapter for the Wellness Universe book, 25 Tools for Goddesses. And the chapter is Suddenly Single, How to Become Me After Being We for So Long. And so, to prepare yourself for this exercise, make sure that you're in a private, quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Have a paper or a journal and something to write with. And now we'll take some time to center yourself, to set your intention to fully experience this exercise. And so let's just close your eyes. And feel your feet on the floor. Feel yourself connected with that earth energy that comes from the center of the earth. And feel your body in the chair. Feel the chair supporting you. Take in a deep breath. And set your intention to receive the maximum value from this exercise. And you might want to write down your intention in your notes. I'll give you a moment to do that. Okay, so stand up in your space and make sure you have plenty of room to move around in this space. Again, close your eyes. Bring to mind a situation that you're dealing with that's causing you worry, anxiety, hurt, or any other emotional disturbance. Just allow yourself to experience it fully without it needing to be any different than it is just for right now. And ask yourself, what is it I'd rather be experiencing than this? What is it I'd like to move into? Open your eyes and choose a spot in your space that represents what you'd like to move into. This is a time 1 year into your future where this situation or challenge has been handled successfully and you're experiencing more of what it is you want. So you've identified the spot in your room or your space that represents a year from now. And when you're ready, walk over to that space and step into it. As you arrive into this space 1 year into your future, you notice you're different. You are your future self, the one who is living 1 year into the future. And your situation, the challenge that you brought over here, it's been handled. So get a sense for what's here. Just feel into what it's like to be free of the feelings, the thoughts, and the behaviors that have been holding you back in the past. You've successfully navigated beyond that and are now living the life that you want to live. Breathe in. Fully inhabit that space. What do you notice? What does it look like from here? What does it feel like from here? What's the energy you sense from here? Check in with your body. What is it feeling? Just give yourself a moment to breathe into all of that. And give it a word or two to describe what's here for you 1 year in the future. Don't overthink it. Just think into that first word that pops into your head. Now that you're here fully in this reality, what does your future self have to share with you about how she got here? You can turn and face the spot in the room where the now you had been standing. And let yourself just speak to yourself from the heart. And you can ask your future self any questions. Just be with your future self in a conversation. Your future self to your now self. And your now self to your future self. What do I need to know in order to become that ideal future self? Take as much time as you need. You can pause this recording if you need more time. And when you feel it's complete, move back to your original spot in your space, the place where you're standing when this exercise began. What did you discover in this exercise? Take some time to write notes in your journal or on your paper. What do you know about your situation that you didn't know before this exercise? Based on what you learned, what steps do you see yourself taking in the next 6 months to start moving into that desired future state of for yourself? What needs to be your focus for these next 6 months? Write this down. And ask yourself the question, who do you choose to be in order to make this possible? Who do I choose to be? What qualities do I need to embrace more fully in order to take these steps. Might be a quality of patience or courage. Whatever fits for you, write that down. Zooming in, what steps do you have for yourself for the next 30 days? You can write these down as well. And then write down one step to take for the next 7 days. Just one step. And what do you need to focus on in the next 24 hours to make that happen? Make a note in your journal for that as well. And to complete this exercise, just take the time to acknowledge and appreciate yourself and your future self for being here for you. And you may want to write down what you're grateful for, what you acknowledge and appreciate about yourself. For at least being willing to try a new exercise. To meet and to step into your future.